The Murdoch Theater at 536 North Broadway is the place to hang out for non-commercial movies, though there are only one movie and one opera over the next 4 days. The second in the Swedish movies that are setting box office afire any place people will read subtitles is showing tonight and tomorrow at 8, The Girl Who Played with Fire. As good as, and in some ways even more graphic and brutal than The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which you don't have to have seen already, though it will help if you have. And Saturday at noon and Sunday at 1:30 is the first of the new season of Metropolitan Opera broadcast with Wagner's Das Rheingold, with a new set so heavy I'm told the stage had to be reinforced. That's tonight and tomorrow for The Girl Who Played with Fire at 8 and Das Rheingold at noon Saturday and 1:30 Sunday, all at the Murdoch, 536 North Broadway. And if you want a glimpse of the actress who will star in the eventual American version of the Swedish series, she's featured in a couple of very important scenes in a commercial movie you may want to catch, The Social Network. She gets to quarrel with star Jesse Eisenberg in the very first scene and appears later in a sequel to that scene, and the movie is very well worth your while for a lot of reasons. Thematically and structurally, The Social Network is very similar to Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, as a story of the rise of an amoral protagonist to the top of a dubiously moral business world. But its clever use of hearings, trials, and flashbacks concerning what they are about provides a clarity to financial and even technological doings to the extent that even I could follow what was going on, which I could not with Wall Street, because nothing involving numbers or technology or money ever makes much sense to me. A man from the audience told me I would feel differently if I had a computer and had benefited as enormously from Facebook as he had. But I saw The Social Network as a story of a man so outside the normal moral world that he seemed positively innocent. So far was he from being able even to imagine such oddities as compassion and altruism. He doesn't do the damage done in Wall Street or even anything on the same plane, but he does betray just about everybody who trusts him and the one person who actually seems to like him. You have to admire his genius at seeing opportunities in the new technology of the internet and all that. And like everybody else in the movie, he has a facility with language that is a delight to listen to whether you agree with anything or not. These are not people I would care to know, but they're fun to listen to, and I wish political debaters would go to school to them. Characterizations are not deep, but they are exceptionally clear and vivid to the extent that we don't notice the stereotypes. Only Justin Timberlake, as the old hand at the kind of chicanery that makes up this world, is utterly without charm. And only Rooney Mara, the forthcoming Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, is completely outside the situation and completely sympathetic, except that she did apparently like Eisenberg at the start or before it. The attempt to make Frank Langella tragic is too perfunctory to work, and Armie Hammer as both heads of the brothers who were the first of Eisenberg's victims is just two victims and nothing more. Eli Wallach is so wasted I don't know what he's supposed to represent. There are some nice slashes at university personnel, but they're incidental. It's Eisenberg's show, and he is reptilianly fascinating and utterly convincing. The Social Network is fun show, and it's supposedly true, too. Jim Erickson. Over and out.